I'd like to welcome officially my guest this afternoon, Gavi Sachs. He's from South African Friends of Israel, and want to talk about religious tolerance. Welcome, Gavi.
Good afternoon.
I have wanted to interview you for the longest time, and you just haven't, you know, are you intolerant of me?
Highly tolerant.
Is it because I'm Jewish?
Because you're Jewish. It's because you're Jewish. I prefer dealing with Christian communities and
you deal
Hindu
with a lot
and Buddhists.
Okay, yeah. So you deal not only with Christians, you deal with Hindus and Buddhists?
Correct, yes.
And Muslim community also?
And Muslims, yes.
So what do you actually do with them?
So we predominantly are supported by a Christian community.
Yes.
Specifically ranging from the evangelical Protestant communities.
Yeah.
And we've found that these communities are becoming more and more supportive of Israel. So through scriptural interpretations that guide them towards celebrating Israel and celebrating Jerusalem, verses such as Genesis 12:3 that speak of, for example, I'll bless those that bless you and I'll curse those that curse you, and through you all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. So Christians specifically are coming to support Israel in great numbers around South Africa.
Well, because as we go on, we actually see how true that is.
Absolutely, absolutely. But when one can, and this is the big thing, when organizing interfaith events or faith-based organizations that debate religious topics, we have to come around the table and look for similarities, things that rather unite us than things that divide us.
So, and sadly, so important.
And sadly, in South Africa, we come from a background, even in today's day and age, where there's a big racial and religious divide that we need to start cementing. And that's the job of South African Friends of Israel that are currently trying to do that.
So I heard a rumor that you actually go to church more than you actually go to shul. Is that true?
This is true. I'm at church all the time. My best friends are bishops and pastors and reverends. And I'm always talking to Buddhists, monks. And it's just been a wonderful opportunity working with the organization. But my main interest is actually looking into religious texts and finding where the Jewish community stands on different religious beliefs. Obviously, we've had ideas in the Christian community of replacement theology, which kind of created a great divide between the Jewish and Christian world.
Okay, so just define replacement theology for us.
Replacement theology explains that that Jesus was crucified by the Jewish people, as well as the fact that all the blessings that were passed to the Israelites would transfer to the church.
Right, so God created you, you were the chosen people, you were punished, you really annoyed him, he put you in the doghouse, he exiled you from the land and chose us instead. Is that replacement?
Correct. And it came at a time where the Jewish people were scattered around the globe. So it looked as though the Jewish people were a cursed nation. But all of a sudden, 1948, Israel's established and the Jewish people come home, and prophecy for both Christians and Jews comes to fruition. And they all, and the Catholic together with the Protestant communities start celebrating Israel. And all of a sudden, you see a swarm of love that comes towards the Jewish community that's never existed before.
It's actually incredible. I mean, the one day I was in a shop, and my son, who was little, and he had his kippah and he had his tzitzit on, and a lady was shopping there. I think we were at Pep, actually. And she said to me, do you mind if I just touch your son? You know, it wasn't like in a creepy way.
Yes.
And she said, you God's people. It's interesting. And that whole perception, because the truth is that every human being is God's people.
Correct.
Right, we
Correct.
Are all God's people.
You see, and that's what most of the religious doctrines that we have to look at and come to a better understanding of is simply explaining that Jewish belief is, I am the Lord your God and you shall have no other God. So we need to see godliness in every single thing around us, because he's not separate from anything. And then when one looks at the Bhagavad Gita or the Quran or the Bible, you start seeing that without false interpretations of dictators and cruel leaders, that the gist of a large amount of their doctrines ensured that that is the way to live your life. It's to almost go inside of yourself, look for that connection with your neshama, your inner being, and come to a comprehension of how you need to celebrate diversity within the world by recognizing your true self.
So it's amazing, because isn't that, you know, just talking in terms of Islam, I mean, isn't that what jihad is? jihad is meant to be your own personal battle that you overcome your negative influences and, you know, negative traits. So you're right, it actually is all universal.
It's interesting because if one looks at supersessionism, the idea of one religion replacing another, to kind of cut the Jewish community off with God and then become the new religion, you see. And this is what the Catholic community was doing around the Crusades. And then all of a sudden, 1965, they brought a doctrine called Nostra Aetate, which started defining their relationship with the rest of the world. And the mindset completely changed. They explained prophecy is coming true for the Jewish community. We need to celebrate them. We need to respect them.
Because if those are true, it's all true.
It's absolutely. And all of a sudden, you watch as other religions are pushing away this idea of one religion being superior to another, having an idea of the struggle of people against another people. And yes, you still have it in different interpretations of what they regard as jihad, whether it's internal struggle or a fight.
From my Muslim friends, I've always been told that it is an internal, and somewhere along the line it became an external.
Correct.
I think that a lot of the people who claim that it is external claim the hadiths.
Correct.
Which are not actually part of the Quran. It's kind of like, you know how as Jews we've got like the Rashi commentary.
Yes.
You want to understand it, you read the Rashi. So the hadiths are like the commentary at the end of the Quran.
And one must know that the hadiths are not like the surah, the chapters within the Quran.
Yeah.
They are interpreted by people that lived sometimes hundreds of years after the death of Muhammad. So they've been interpreted slightly majorly problematically, which has resulted in a lot of tension. And sadly, our enemies, every single time they want to, you know, get international funding from the international donors, they use these tactics to create the hatred and have people pouring money into them, showing this victim card that, you know, they're impoverished people that have been pushed out of their homeland. And this is the narrative that we go and educate communities around South Africa with, explaining that the indigenous population of Israel is the Jewish population that exists there 4,000 years ago. And we go through biblical texts that can show and prove these things as truths. And then it makes it a lot harder for our enemies here in South Africa to preach to the choir that already knows their Bible and already understands how to come to protect the community and just simply recognize that the Jewish people have an absolute right to exist in their Holy Land.
What do you personally take away from this?
Me personally,
get to engage with all these different, I mean, I actually feel quite envious, I have to tell you, to engage with different cultures, different religious beliefs, and you do it as a Jew, so there's no mistaking that you're going in to convert to Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, you know, Islam. You're there as a Jew, and you're learning these cultures. What do you take away from that, Gavi?
First, I look at for anything beautiful within these religions. You've got to try and focus in not on all the nonsense that the media is trying to attract about these religions. There are some amazing things in the Eastern religions, like such as yin and yang, that light and dark are one, and that in the center of dark is light, and in the center of light is dark. And these are, you know, perspectives that the Jewish community holds very much with the nefesh.
Nothing is ever 100% good or 100%
exactly.
bad.
Exactly. I mean, we explain that we've got a good soul and a bad soul, and that they're constantly fighting, waging war against one another. So once you come to a comprehension that we're all there to simply unite and connect to our God, then you come to an appreciation not only of your own religion, but also of the people around you.
Has it made you a better Jew?
I think absolutely. You can't understand the people that you live around unless you understand what they're about and where their moral values lie. So when you come to a comprehension, for example, the Christian community are feeling very threatened in South Africa at the moment.
I think globally.
But South Africa is now putting laws that prevent Christianity from being taught in public schools.
Mm.
And there are a lot of hatreds that are created. So I think minorities need to stand together. And when you come from a minority community, steeped in religious beliefs, it's easy to partner around things that are common cause to all of us.
No, it's so interesting. it's interesting how all the structures that we place so much value on and that used to be moral structures have been attacked one by one by one, whether it is police forces, whether it is religion. Religion is actually, unfortunately, one of the number one things. And it's all part of this, I'm inclined to say leftist, but it's not really. It's more liberalist or multiculturalism. I don't even know how to categorize it, where anything and everything goes. But not anything and everything can go. It's not good. It's not good for people with unhealthy ideas to be deciding policy on how you and I live our lives.
I agree.
And religion has been under attack because people don't like to hear the word no.
I think even sadly, even further than that, all religions are being attacked because people are saying that the individual's rights are greater than the common community's rights. And so religious beliefs are being swept under the carpet.
Well,
people
look at the world.
Exactly.
Gabby.
Exactly.
iPhone, iPlay, iStore, me. You know, and yet happiness comes from serving others.
Beautifully said. Yeah, that's it.
Isn't that funny, huh?
And when we can unite, I mean, we partnered a few years ago with Partnership Together, where we brought out Palestinian and Israeli soccer players.
Yes, I remember
that. And we jumped into various township communities, Afrikaans communities, and we just celebrated the sport. I mean, we know Nelson Mandela managed to achieve what he achieved, but it's a great page to take from his book in learning how to unite people, remove the divides, and just come together and recognize that we're all families just trying to get on, trying to do their business, and at the end of the day, just ensure that their communities are growing and doing well.
Amazing. All right, so what do you do over December?
In December, just...
I mean, do you have like an end-of-the-year get-together with people from all different faiths and South African Friends of Israel, and Israel becomes the common denominator?
So
do you do Christmas, Gavi?
We do Chrismukkah.
You do Chrismukkah?
Yeah, we do a celebration of Christmas and Hanukkah, a festival of lights together with... an explanation of it's quite interesting because as you get into the Christian communities, various Christians don't celebrate Christmas. Some regard it as not part of their religion, and others celebrate it. So you've also got to walk into these places with a bit of an open mindset, you know, and not just jump in on the bandwagon. But we've got events that are going to look at training communities across Southern Africa. About both the biblical connection that we Christians and Jews both have to the Holy Land, as well as a number of other communities that just want to reach out and understand who the Jews are and not rely on the media that's sadly portraying the Jewish community in a negative light.
Amazing. Do you take, so to anyone listening now, right, who is involved either in the church or in a religious institution in some way, who would like to get involved with South African Friends of Israel. Is that possible?
Absolutely. They can, first of all, contact me personally, or they can email me.
All right. So just send a WhatsApp, because you know our listeners know our WhatsApp number, and I will pass on the details
Perfect.
To you.
Thank you. We look forward to reaching out to any communities wherever you are.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Gavi Sachs, I have wanted to interview you for the longest time, and please believe me, this is not the last time. We're going to talk again.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Gavi Sachs from South African Friends of Israel.